Let's take a look at top news stories impacting us. It's On with Brian Pettaway. Good morning, B. What's cracking?
Good morning, April, and welcome to Thursday. The weekend is almost upon us. The countdown has begun, and I'm feeling great. I hope that you're feeling great. Got lots of news, so let's get right to it. April, the Baltimore Police Department faces another massive lawsuit over the disgraced Gun Trace Task Force, or GTTF. Back in 2014, former Baltimore City Police Sergeant Wayne Jenkins ran over a man named Demetri Simon in Northeast Baltimore. According to court documents, Jenkins then asked Officer Keith Gladstone and Carmine Vignola to plant evidence at the scene, that evidence being a gun. Well, they didn't plant the gun, but another officer did, Officer Robert Hankert. He planted a BB gun to make it appear as if Wayne had no other choice but to run over Simon because he felt his life was in danger. Because of that, Demetri Simon spent almost a year in jail on weapons charges. Since that time, Demetri Simon has been cleared of those weapons charges, and Jenkins, Gladstone, and Vignola have all been brought up on charges. Gladstone and Vignola, who actually did not plant the gun but were involved in the situation, pleaded not guilty in connection with the case, while Robert Hankert has pleaded not guilty, and he's scheduled to go on trial in early April. Demetri Simon has filed a $17 million lawsuit against the police department and several members of the former task force. And April, as ugly as things already are in Ukraine with Russia invading, the White House fears that things could get a lot worse. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday said that Russia has launched a disinformation campaign about this country's biological weapons lab operating in the country of Ukraine. What that does is lays the foundation for Putin to justify using biological weapons on Ukrainians during this war, which is something that is considered an absolute war crime by NATO. What's even scarier is China is echoing these conspiracy theories. It's been well known that Russia has long maintained a biological weapons program in violation of international law. And now that Russia has made these false claims and China has seemingly endorsed the propaganda, we should all be on the lookout for Russia possibly using these chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine. And April, a lawsuit has been filed against Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones by a woman who claims to be his daughter. A 25-year-old congressional aide who grew up in Texas is suing the prominent NFL team owner. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of Alexandra Davis, who claims that her mother and Jerry Jones had a relationship in the 1990s. According to court documents, Jones and the woman's mother had an agreement for financial support as long as the Cowboys owner wasn't revealed as her father. Jones has been married to his wife, Eugenia Jones, since 1963, and the franchise that he owns, the Dallas Cowboys, is estimated to be worth about $6 billion today. Woo, that young lady stands to gain a whole lot of money. And finally, April, a big shout out to Johnny Woods and our Falston High School Lady Cougars, who won their state 2A Final Four last night in Rockville. So you know what that means? They're headed downstate to the University of Maryland on Saturday at 1 p.m. to play for the championship. Yo, let's go Lady Cougars, and let's get out and support these girls. Well, I'm Brian Pettaway, and that's all I've got this morning. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10:30 on April Watch Live for more news that impacts you.
As always, amazing stories, Brian. Thank you so much.